بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith based on understanding. Saturday, the 4th of Ramadan, 1394, 21st of September, 1974. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of night and day, there are signs. The Quran, Surah 3, verse 190. For whom? For those who do not observe? For those who do not think? Of course not. For those who possess intellects. For those who have the power of thought and understanding. Now, this would be all people, if everyone used the mind that Allah has given them. Otherwise, from the moment they were born, those with intellects would enjoy a special peace of mind, and we would say, we are not of them, and we can never be of them. Those with intellects and these are or those. No, when God says possessors of intellect, this means all people. All the people in the world today possess intellects, as long as they use this gift that Allah has given them. Just as if you buy a car and keep it in the garage without ever getting in and driving it. Then, sometime later, you turn the key in the ignition and see that it doesn't start. You inspect the car, maybe it is corroded or maybe the battery has gone flat. But this isn't the fault of the car, it's your fault for not using it and taking care of it. So those with intellects are those who actually make use of the minds that Allah has given them in order to become wise.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
So, who are those who possess intellects? The ulul albab. Now, pay attention to how the Quran addresses this question, because it uses a very subtle approach when it wants to say who those who possess intellects are and who the wise ones are. If these were ordinary people it was describing, it would say those who possess intellects are those who get ahead in whatever they do, who are never duped in business, in politics, in competitions, in confrontations, in professions. Whatever they do well. But the Quran doesn't accept any of these ploys, because the real value the human being has is not through any of the above, but through his connection with God. Therefore, the Quran describes those who possess intellects in terms of their relationship with Allah. And according to the Quran, those who possess intellects are the ones who are concerned with this highest of values more than anyone or anything else. Those who remember Allah. This is the mark of someone who has an intellect. They remember Allah. Standing, sitting, and laying on their sides. The Quran, Surah 3, verse 191. In other words, in every circumstance, they remember. However, remembering Allah here does not refer to the mystical trance-like state of the dervish that some people crave. Always remembering Allah, always chanting, Hu. But that is not what we mean.
You've done.